Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute.
Can I see that?
Let me use your phone. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hello. Good
evening.
Good evening.
Excuse me, is Auntie Dot?
Yes.
You have Kira with you?
No, she's sick.
Oh, okay. I hope she feels better.
Okay.
Okay, we have Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening. Good evening.
Okay, we have Auntie Janet.
Yeah. No, Taylor is, I'm sorry, Stacy's not feeling well. And Taylor is busy, but she's joined for the birthday song.
So we have Taylor, not Stacy.
Kayla's going to join later. She's not here right now, but Stacy's feeling well.
Okay.
She's been sleeping all day.
Good evening. We have Auntie Betty. Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening. We have Mom and Pop.
Good evening.
Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, well, you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Exodus 19, 9. Then he said to Moses, I'm going to come to see you in the form of a dark cloud so that the people themselves can hear when I talk to you. And then they will always believe you. Go down now and see that the people are ready for my visit. Sanctify them today and tomorrow and have them wash their clothes. Then the day after tomorrow I will come down upon Mount Sinai as all the people watch. Set boundary lines the people may not pass and tell them, beware, do not go into the mountains or even touch its boundaries. Excuse me. Whoever does shall die. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot to death with arrows, whether man or animal. Stay away from the mountain entirely until you hear a ram's horn sounding one long blast. Then gather at the foot of the mountain. So Moses went down to the people and sanctified them, and they washed their clothing. He told them, get ready for God's appearance 2 days from now, and do not have sexual intercourse with your wives. On the morning of the third day, there was a terrific thunder and lightning storm, and a huge cloud came down upon the mountain, and there was a long, loud blast as from a ram's horn, and all the people trembled. Moses led them out from the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. All Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because Jehovah descended upon it in the form of fire. The smoke billowed into the sky as from a furnace, and the whole mountain shook with violent earthquake. As the trumpet blast grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God thundered his reply. So the Lord came down upon the mountain of Sinai and called Moses up to the mountain of top of the mountains, and Moses ascended to God. But the Lord told Moses, go back down and warn the people not to cross the boundaries. They must not come up here to try to see God, for they will die. Even the priests on duty must sanctify themselves, lest Jehovah destroy them. But the people won't come up into the mountain, Moses protested. You told them not to. You told me to set boundaries around the mountain and to declare it off limits because of it is reserved for God. But Jehovah said, go on down and bring Aaron back with you, and don't let the priests and the people break across the boundaries to try to come up here, or I will destroy them. So Moses went down to the people and told them what God had said. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, I will do a roll call to let everyone know who's here today. We have Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Mom and Pops, and Auntie Carrie, Loretta, and myself, Angela. And we will have Kayla to join us in a few.
Amen.
Amen. I want to welcome everyone to the call, and we'll go ahead and get started. If you will please bow your heads for the blessing of the line. Dear God of grace, thank you for the many blessings that have enriched our lives. Place a right and noble spirit within us. Help us remain close to you in the face of all changes in our lives. Dear Lord, may each of us be ready to accept your challenge to follow and serve. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. We're going to jump right on into our program. We have the responsive reading, A New Way, by Auntie Janet and Auntie Dot.
Okay. We can be in touch with God at any time. Dear loving God, as we pray for those who speak prayer, we also pray for ourselves, knowing that you will receive answers from the humblest.
Thank you for helping us to be a part of your kingdom, work by serving those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet and Auntie Dot. Let's go ahead and jump right on into our program. The lesson for today is Total Dependence on God by Joy Strange. And the first speaker we have is Mother.
Have you ever watched a small child transition from the infant state of total dependence to relative and dependent. As he learned to dress himself, brush his teeth, and so on, he developed an attitude that declared, I can do it myself. This attitude, encouraged by parents and reinforced by a culture that prides itself on its own resourcefulness, can become a stronghold of self-reliance. And self-reliance shut out God.
Some of us knowing this truth the hard way, being independent and only seek God intervention in circumstances beyond our control. We try to handle the book of life situation on our own, soon thinking that get what God wants us to. When we get closer to God, we learn this kind of thinking is wrong. God wants us to depend on Him for everything. Proverbs 3 and 5 share what attitude we should have. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. We are to depend on Him for all of our ways. Amen.
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 Every voice to accomplish what God is calling us to. Limit Him. He is much more power than we are. And He wants us to do much more than we could do for our own. We operate in the natural realm, and we will certainly use our gifts and ability in carrying out His plan. But we have to remember that it is He who not only gave them to us, but also empower us to use them. We could even take, we couldn't even take our next breath without His grace.
Amen.
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 Loretta, would you read the next one for us, please?
Okay, total dependency on God is not weakness. It is a place of surrender that acknowledges that we can do nothing without Him, John 15 and 5. We can take this stance in confidence, knowing that whatever resources we need, He will provide. And whatever tasks He assigns, He will do through us. After all, if He is to receive the glory for everything we do, He has to do the work. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, next speaker is Auntie Karen.
Auntie who?
Yeah.
Karen.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. Number five.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what y'all were doing. Okay. Helplessness can be one of the greatest assets human beings have if it is coupled with knowing God. When we accept the truth of our own inadequate in the light of His limited power, His infinite love for us, we can trust Him to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
I would like to thank Mom and Pop, Auntie Betty, Auntie Barry, and Loretta for the reading.
Amen.
And Loretta for the stick and shutter.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your heavenly hands on Daddy Verna, Angela Patton, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Loretta Simmons, Charles and Val, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Ruth Edwards, Calvin Avery, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams, the Moody family, the Norris family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Jerry and Terry, Cheryl, LaTanya, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Isaiah, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Lenny and family, Tally and family, Uncle Dave and Oliver, Uncle Champ, Quentin, Rayco and family, Doris Reed and family, Jessica Smith, Brian, Mary Ann and Mary Lowe, Mario, Sedaria, Jesse Verna, and anyone else that we are not aware of. and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep us in perfect peace, and knowing that you will be with us at all times, we thank you. We thank you for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. This is for that Loretta. Okay. Now we would like to acknowledge birthdays from May 24th through May 30th. Happy birthday.
Jalen.
What day is it, I carry?
It's 29.
Okay.
Oh.
Also
my goddaughter, Tanya. My goddaughter, Tanya, is 29.
Okay. We also have Fanta Melons on the 27th. And we have Andeshawn Johnson on May the 28th. Are there any other birthdays in May? 24th through 30th. Okay, we have Jalen, Tanya, Fanta, Andeshawn. That's it. Okay. Is Kayla joined us yet?
Okay, Kayla. Kayla, birthday. Our little Stacy is awake now. She's going to join in too.
Amen.
She's feeling a little better, thank the Lord. Okay.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, everybody. Happy birthday to you. God bless God bless, God blessings on you. God blessings on you.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, young ladies. Awesome.
Amen.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, let's go ahead into our round table and let's share what's on our heart. Praise and testimonies. Congratulations, graduation, poems and or songs. And I would like to start with Pops.
Well, I'm going to read the Bible scripture is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke how they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And we speak by the mouth of the holy prophets. Who have been since the world began. Knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. All scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and they are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and righteousness. For whatever thinking were written before were written in our learning, that we through the patience and control of the scripture might have hope. Yeah, mistaken, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. For you have signified your word above all your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pop. Loretta, would you like to share with me?
Reading out of Psalms 91. We live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he rescues you from every trap and protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark anymore, nor fear the danger of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000s are dying around me, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it. For Jehovah is my refuge. Amen.
Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Awesome. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to share any good news?
Yes. I'm going to read God's gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. All people have special gifts, special blessings from God, and you are no exception. Today, make a promise to yourself that you will earn a seat to discover the talent that God has given you. Keep on improving those talents and make them grow. Finally, share your gift with the world. After all, the best way to say thank you for God's gift is to use them. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Awesome. Okay, Auntie Janet?
I would like to share from Acts 2nd chapter, beginning with verse 14. This is Pentecost Sunday. It says, then Peter stood up with 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, says, the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men, vision. Your old men, dreams. Even on the servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
All right, I will go next. And the title of my reading is Meaningful Change Begins with Prayer. Our lives are full of changes, some good and some not so good. Most of us dislike change. We often go kicking and screaming into a new way of thinking or a new way of doing things. Nevertheless, we know that we will experience change from time to time. Sometimes we even embrace change, especially when it improves our physical or emotional comfort. We often make changes to improve our image, the way we look, with new clothes or new hairstyles. But while such changes may affect the way others see us, they are only one aspect of our being, the exterior. Sometimes it is more difficult to embrace inner changes. Changing our inner selves begins with prayer. Have we asked God to help us to be free from hatred, resentment, a lack of forgiveness? Have we asked to be free from fear or pride that can easily harm us and others? Maybe Psalm 51, David's prayer, is a good place for us to start. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Auntie Carrie, do you have any news to share this evening?
I pass.
Okay. Mother?
Yes, first I want to give a testimony. Miss Marie Allen have a 8-pound boy, grand boy.
Amen.
Amen. Great grandson.
And then I'm going to read St. Matthew chapter 13. It said, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathering together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore and spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell on the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and for they sprung up because they had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell on stones, and the thorn sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some and 104, some 64, and some 34. Who has ears, let him hear. And the disciple came and said unto him, why speak thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. I read to you St. Matthew 13:1 down to the 11th verse. May the Lord bless Peter and his heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that, Mother. Next, I would like to see if Auntie Betty would like to share any good news.
Yes, I'm going to read from Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 1.
Amen.
The brethren, my heart desire, and the prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness scriptures of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness, scriptures of faith, speak on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. Auntie Janet, is Kayla still around? Does she have anything else to share?
No.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Like
at her work.
Okay. Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Did you assign parts for next week?
I did.
Oh, great, great.
Okay. We are on page 6. Amen.
Amen.
Abiding in Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the responsive reading, I have Mom, Bo, Auntie Carrie, the italic. Abiding in Christ, number one, Dad. Number two, Auntie Marie.
Marie says she's going to be
gone. Oh, she's going to be gone for about 3 weeks or so. Right, okay. Let's do Angela there. Angela, number two.
Repeat that one more time.
Huh?
Repeat that one more time.
Number one, you want me to start at the beginning? Responsive reading?
Yes.
Mom doing the bold and you doing the italic.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. And then number one, lesson on the abiding in Christ. Dad doing number one. Angela, number two. Auntie Betty, number three. Auntie Carrie, if you can let Sister Shirley know, she's number five.
Oh, okay.
And Auntie Carrie, you're number six. Yeah, it's the bold,
but
number five.
Loretta, did you skip four?
Number four is Dot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, number four is Dot. Number five is Sister Shirley. Number six is Auntie Carrie. Number seven is Auntie Janet. Mom, number eight. And Dad and myself is the responsive reading at the end. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Before we do our final responses reading, is there anything else anyone would like to say? Okay. Well, Pops, would you do us the honor of doing the bold, and I'll do the italic. And this responsive reading, Falling in Love with Jesus.
Amen.
So I read the Bible? Falling in love with Jesus. That's what I was reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Father, we know you are the only true resource I love. Thank you for including us in your Lord affairs. You share with your son.
Open our hearts to receive your love so that we may worship and know you. Father, we confess we need your love.
Teach us how to abide in your love so that your power may flow through to affect others. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that thought. Okay. Well, I'm going to read the closing prayer. You will please bow your head. Father God, we praise your name. Lord God, continue to give us strength to believe in you, have faith in you, and Lord God, help us to keep your word in our hearts. We love you, Lord. Thanks for all your blessings and your eternal love. We are so glad that you showed up today and dwelled in our presence. We're glad that you filled us up with your love, Lord God. How great are you? We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Have a blessed week.